What do you face first? When your feet hit the floor, what's the first thing you do? I shuffle into the living room where my cute husband usually has me a big hot cup of coffee with whipped cream on top. Yep, it's true, I'm spoiled. On a normal day, our morning routine always begins with coffee and quiet prayer. No words. This quiet time sets the tone for the rest of our day. Not every day looks like that, but most days do. It's also a time we step into a Bible reading we're doing, or maybe read a devotional. I get a few different ones, and often they inspire me to share some of what I've learned with you here. So I wanted to do that today. But here's the thing. I remember what I want to share, but I can't remember where I read it. So just know I'm not taking credit for this little Devo nugget, but I definitely wanted to share it because it's a quick little phrase that has stuck with me since. It's all about the first 10 minutes of your day. So basically, if you've read anything about a morning routine and the importance of how you start your day, this totally falls into that category. Don't face anything until you face Jesus. That's it. Don't face anything until you've faced Jesus. Write it down, put it on a sticky note, and stick it to your mirror in your bathroom, or maybe stick it to your coffee cup cabinet. Don't face anything that this day may bring until you've faced Jesus. First things first. It may not be an easy thing to do at first, or maybe your schedule is one that is a tad more up in the air. Still, there is a time you start your day. Don't face your day until you've faced Jesus. If the Son of God took time first thing in the morning to seek the Father, how much more do I need to? Mark 1:35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. We see Jesus many times throughout Scripture getting away from the crowd to spend time with the Father. Here in Mark, we are told a specific time, very early in the morning. It was still dark. He got face to face with the Father before he faced anything else. It matters. When we set our hearts toward heaven and we fix our eyes on Jesus, it changes us. We see circumstances and people through his eyes. We start our day seeking first the kingdom of God, not the cares of this world. So when the cares of this world start to crash in on us, we can remember where our strength is found. We can trust we are never alone. We can know our steps are ordered, and we can walk this day with peace, no matter what may come, because we faced Jesus first before we faced anything else. That's the truth. Hey, coffee and Jesus is always the best way to start your day. I'm Lori Klein.